USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House managers continue to push for subpoenas as they argue for the Senate to add witnesses and documents in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has seen three such proposals shot down. Now they're debating a fourth, which is the subpoena of acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Hakeem Jeffries is one of the House prosecutors.
Based on the extensive evidence the House did obtain, it is clear that Mulvaney was crucial in planning the scheme.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
We're in the middle of day one of the impeachment trial, and I don't think it has been a good day for the House managers. We've seen the House managers and Senate Democrats making redundant motions over and over and over again, the same motions that are being rejected.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Honda is announcing it's recalling more than 2 million vehicles in the U.S. tied to a new Takata defect, this years after recalls over Takata airbag inflators. The new coronavirus that has sickened hundreds in Asia is now in the U.S. A case was confirmed in Washington State. President Trump is in Switzerland attending the World Economic Forum, at one point tweeting, "Read the transcripts," also calling the impeachment a witch hunt again. He's now focusing on trade, and he's not ruling out tariffs on auto imports from Europe.
If we're unable to make a deal, we will have to do something, because we've been treated very badly as a country for many, many years on trade.
Meantime, the Commerce Department says it will not turn over to Congress a report on national security risks that may be posed by imported autos and parts, arguing it could interfere with ongoing negotiations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A rock legend is opening up about his battle with Parkinson's. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
71-year-old Black Sabbath singer and sometimes reality star Ozzy Osbourne had to postpone his world tour after falling in the bathroom at his L.A. home last February. He opened up about it on Good Morning America.
Now, when I had the fall, it was pitch black. I went to the bathroom, I fell in, and I just fell and landed like a slam on the floor. And I remember lying there thinking, well, he's done it now. Really calm.
Continuing his battle with Parkinson's, Ozzy says that 2019 was the most painful and miserable year of his life. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
SpaceX blew up a rocket in Florida on Sunday in a final test of its Crew Dragon space capsule, proving that it can carry astronauts to safety in a launch emergency. The successful test means SpaceX is now poised to launch the first astronauts to the International Space Station from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. SpaceX founder and CEO Elon Musk said the first launch with astronauts is likely to happen in the second quarter of 2020, no earlier than April. The capsule would carry veteran NASA flyers Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.